everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. This is the theme song to Emergency. Yeah.
Gotta love Emergency. You can watch every episode of the show on Hulu.
Turn it up.
How much of that show was not just stock footage of them driving?
I know. It was a great show. Don't trash Emergency.
I like it. I've watched it on Hulu all the time now.
Oh, there you go. Here's a quick news story. Las Vegas is thinking of changing the legal gambling age, lowering it from 21 to 12. You believe that? What? Oh, 18? Okay. Lowering it from 21 to 18. So all you young college studs can get out there and blow mom's and dad's money. Get out there. Enjoy yourselves. All right. Emergency room stories. We do this about once a month or so. We always get some great calls. Have you been in the emergency room for some crazy crap? Perhaps you work in an emergency room and you've seen some crazy ass. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Here's a list of things removed from people's butts. Oh, boy. A live declawed gerbil. It's a guy who had an interesting Saturday. A bottle of Mrs. Butterworth's syrup. Well, at least they know the best syrup out there. You know, it's not an off-brand. It's not like they went with Vaughn's brand or Ralph's brand. They hit it with Mrs. Butterworth right there. That's got to be embarrassing. You slide in the emergency room, and you're like, oh, I got a problem. Like, well, what is it? You got to talk to that chick between, you know, behind the glass. What's your problem? Well, I'd rather not, bark it out here in the emergency room. Can I slide around this glass and maybe whisper it to you? No, we need it now. All right. I got a 9-inch zucchini in my butt.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Sit next to the guy who has the screwdriver in his tuchus. Here's another one. A 14-inch vibrator with two D-cell batteries. That's got to be an uncomfortable ride to the emergency room, especially if it's on. A plastic spatula. A 9.5-inch water bottle. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
A 3.5-inch Japanese float ball. Not sure what that is. What's a Japanese float ball? Do you know what that is?
I'm not familiar with that term.
You're not? Okay. All right. An antenna rod. There you go. 150-watt light bulb. There's a guy going for it. Didn't mess around with the small 60 waters. 150-watt light bulb right there in that guy's tuchus. A screwdriver. 72 jeweler's saws. Not sure what that is. A paperweight, an apple, an onion. Jesus Christ. Plastic toothbrush package. Frozen pig's tail.
Jesus Christ.
God almighty, man. Where do you even buy a frozen pig's tail? And when you buy it, doesn't the guy who you bought it from just assume you're going to take it to the parking lot and put it in your can? Let's see here. A 10-inch length of broomstick. Well, that's pretty normal. I'm trying to think of which one of this list that I think I could handle. Let's see here. What else we got here? 18-inch umbrella handle. Get along. All right, crazy emergency room crap. You've been in the emergency room for a crazy reason. Maybe you work in an emergency room, and you've had some guy come in with an unusual story. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's another one. Things removed from people's buckets. Can't say that one. How about this one? Two Vaseline jars. The one Vaseline jar didn't do it for him. He had to throw the deuce in there. A whiskey bottle with a cord attached. Interesting. A whiskey bottle with a cord attached. A teacup. An oil can. A 6.5 or 6-inch and a 5-inch toolbox. Oh, I see. A 6x5-inch toolbox weighing 22 ounces. Man, somebody is... I can't believe that's the first thing that's ever been in there. Let's see. A baby powder can, a test tube, a ballpoint pen. Hey, now I'm onto something here. Maybe that's something I can handle. A peanut butter jar, a flashlight, a turnip, a pair of eyeglasses, a hard-boiled egg. Jesus Christ. A polyurethane waste trap from a U-bend of a sink. It's probably a plumber having a good time. I can't say that one either. A concrete and a ping pong ball. There's another interesting Saturday night for you. But, you know, these emergency rooms here in Southern California, again, home of the weirdest people probably in the United States, have, every time they go into work, they got to think to themselves, what am I going to see today that I could never imagine? And maybe they start their shift at 8 p.m. By 8:10, they go, oh, it's already here. By 8:10, it's like, man, look at that. I've never seen that before. I'm not sure we can use Tracy's call here. I can't imagine how I could spin Tracy's call and put it on the air. It has something to do with fluids, and I can't tell you what it is. All right, crazy emergency room crap. Things you've seen in an emergency room, maybe a reason why you went to the emergency room, and a little embarrassing to tell everybody. But you had to slide in there, you know? Because a lot of folks, once you get, you know, you get crazy, it's not all sexual stuff. Could be, you know, something you accidentally did, something you inhaled, something you digested. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I also have a question for people who work in emergency rooms. When you have a guy come in who has had too much to drink, or perhaps he's had way too much to drink. He's drank, you know, drank an entire bottle of whiskey, and he's passed out, and he has to have his stomach pumped. What is that procedure, and how does it work, and how does it help the guy? I know you pump out all the alcohol, but isn't that in and of itself a very painful thing to have done to you, where you have your stomach pumped? And if you do have it pumped, and, you know, they take all the alcohol out, aren't you still buzzed for a long, long time if you had that much alcohol in you? Let's talk to Dan in Mission Viejo. Dan, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What happened to you, dude?
Well, it's actually my best friend's mother was a nurse in the emergency ward.
Right.
And one night a couple came in, and the guy was really wasted. And he come walking in, he has pants on around his ankles, and I guess he had trouble getting an erection. So they took a wire hanger and inserted it into the shaft. And it got stuck.
There's a probably a guy who didn't graduate Harvard. Is that correct?
Probably, yes. Good guess.
He may not even have his GED.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Buddy, thanks for calling. God almighty, what a last resort that is. It's a guy who said F it to the pills, F it to the Boston, you know. What is it, Boston Clinic or Boston Medical Center?
Boston Medical Group.
Yeah, Boston Medical Group.
That's the guy who goes, hey, you got AD.
Yeah, but boy, sticking a hanger in there to try to get an erection.
Jesus Christ.
And what kind of chick are you dating, you know? Where she's like, guy thinks I'm such a turnoff. It's the old hanger trick again. God, how many times I've seen this. So depressed. Every time I date one of these clowns, I gotta bring a hanger with them. What a tremendous insult to that woman. If the only way you can get it going is a coat hanger. Lindsay and Tustin, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, what happened to you, baby?
It wasn't me, actually. My dad's a firefighter and captain, and they had someone come ring the doorbell of the actual fire station, and this little dude with this weird grin on his face, and he ended up, after they examined him, he had a, shaving cream bottle up his butt.
Like a can of shaving cream?
Yeah, like a 3-inch by, 9-inch shaving cream bottle.
Wow.
And the funny part was, they walked him over to the gurney because they weren't allowed to remove it. They had to take him to the ER, and he just plopped right down on the gurney.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I would rather die from that than tell a fireman what I just did.
I know.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. You know, when you're going to stick all these things inside of you, and then you go to the emergency room, I don't think I could handle that embarrassment. I think I'd rather die from it and have people, you know, some people whisper at the funeral, yeah, I think it was a shaving cream. And some people, you know, don't know. Some people are in denial that maybe it was a stroke or maybe it was a heart attack. But I would never go to the emergency room and say, I put something in my tuchus. Let's see if we can, do some close work here. Let's talk to a Caroline in Baldwin Hills. I'm sorry. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Caroline. Bad vibes. How about Scott in Lakewood? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, dude.
Well, mine was kind of didn't do anything crazy. I had, I guess what turned out to be like a pinhole kind of hole in my intestines, and my stomach was hurting real bad. I went in. They did a scan, and there was, a massive infection happened, you know, kind of like what happens when people have, appendicitis or whatever.
Right.
But I had 6 liters of poison all over my whole abdomen. There was, tubes all going into me.
Jesus
I had to
Christ.
Be there for, 2 months with tubes in there, pumping stuff out.
Jesus Christ, man. How long? Were you in the hospital after that?
Yeah, I was in the hospital for 2 months, yeah.
You were in the hospital for 2 months? Wow.
Yeah, I went in when...
Well, what did they do? They just give you tons of antibiotics?
Yeah, I went in weighing 195 pounds. And what they do is, as soon as they start to get some of that poison out, the guy analyzes it, the head of infectious disease. He, analyzes it to see what antibiotics will work the best. So then they pump it out while they give you antibiotics at the same time. And by the time that I got out of there, I weighed 119 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm just checking. Have you checked out MrTrooper.com?
No, I have not, but it sounded pretty good, though.
Yeah, it sounded great. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, dude.
All right, take it easy, man.
There he goes. Scott in Burbank, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
Hey.
Hey, okay, so I'm an EMT, and I work in an ambulance. We ran a 911 call, and we picked up a guy for abdominal pain.
Right.
And he wouldn't tell us what it was, so we get him to the ER. They check him out. We come back about an hour later with another patient.
Right.
And we look at his x-ray, and he had an entire flip-flop up there. And they never got the guy to admit what it was, but, man, I don't know how he got it up there.
Now, you're familiar with, you probably see a lot of this crap. When they pull the flip-flop out of the guy's tuchus,
yeah.
Do they put it in a bag and give it back to him?
Yeah, they will if he wants it. So he can do it again.
Jesus Christ.
All right,
we thank you for calling, buddy. Take care of yourself. Man, a lot of guys are going for it in this town. I enjoy that. You know, everyone likes a good story. What the hell? Craig in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, I knew this patient. He was diagnosed with esophageal bleeding because he was addicted to alcohol so bad.
Right.
And he could not stop drinking vodka.
Right.
So the doctor said to him, if you don't stop drinking, you're going to die. So he started drinking rectally.
Hmm.
He would take one of those...
He's stealing my act.
One of those bags, you know, either... I don't want to say douchebag. Well, I can say douchebag.
Right.
A douchebag and him a bag, and he would drink rectally. And because he... would show the doctor that he could still absorb alcohol.
Yeah, at that point, you don't want any ice in your drink.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
But he's also probably a guy who does a lot of drinking alone.
You would imagine, yes.
Yeah, it's not a guy that you see him at TGI Fridays drinking.
Yeah, but you can't do that in TGI Fridays.
Well, I mean, why can't you?
Well, I guess in the back room or in the walk-in.
Hey, can you put a couple of shots in this douchebag? Like, oh, there's another guy who's going to drink rectally. All right, over in the rectal section, please, with you. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. I wouldn't try that at home if I were you. Doesn't sound like a great way to go. Let's talk to Caroline. I think she's back in Baldwin Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, still laughing about the flip-flop.
Oh, Bubba. Whole flip-flop in his butt.
So this is totally G-rated, okay?
Oh, good.
My daughter was playing a game with her dad, and if she she spots something while they were driving, and she got it right, he'd give her a quarter. So she has a quarter in the left hand, then she has a quarter in the right hand. She wins again. She gets another quarter. She doesn't have another hand to put it in, so she sticks the quarter in her mouth. They hit a bump, and all of a sudden, the quarter's gone.
Uh-oh.
And so, she's like, Dad, I can't breathe. He says, why? What's going on? What happened? I have to get a quarter in my throat. He says, oh, crap. So he's in New York City.
I like when she's choking that your husband has a conversation with her.
Well,
she's like, I can't breathe. Like, well, what's going on with you? I mean, what do you think it is?
Anyway, so he says, okay, so he takes it to a hospital, and New York City hospitals are, New York City hospitals, and he goes in there, and the place is packed, right? So he's like, oh, dang. No, she didn't say she couldn't breathe. It was just very uncomfortable. He was trying to get her to cough it up. She couldn't do it. So he just told him that she couldn't breathe, because he figured they put her to the front of the line if she couldn't breathe. So they did. They had to x-ray her. They saw the quarter stuck in her esophagus, right? And so they took it out. Now, guess how much it cost for her to stay overnight and for them to pull the quarter out of her throat?
$200.
$3,300.
Wait, how much?
$3,300.
Jesus Christ. $3,300 for a quarter.
Holy
Christ.
And they didn't even give her the quarter.
Hey, listen. If they're gonna give the guy his thong back, your daughter should get her quarter back.
I know, it's crazy.
All right, thanks. I'm glad she's doing better. And $3,300 seems like a bargain to save your daughter's life. But still, $3,300 for a night in the hospital and taking a quarter out of your daughter—that's unreal. All right, the crap that you've seen. Perhaps you've been in the emergency room for some crazy reason. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We are live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We live in Southern California. A lot of creative people out here. A lot of people who need more stimulation than just regular sex or regular drugs. And a lot of accidents out here because people are on drugs or people are drinking. Or people are just interested in exploring their bodies with objects. But either way, if you have been to the emergency room for something crazy, or you work in one, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Angela in Orange County, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Now, you work in an emergency room?
Well, yeah, I'm a nursing student, so I'm doing my clinicals right now in the emergency room.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what's up with the stomach pumping? Like, a guy drinks too much, passes out. How does the whole deal work?
Well, what happens is they don't necessarily need to be sedated. It's just really uncomfortable. It's not painful for them at all. It's just a huge long tube that gets shoved down your throat, basically.
Right.
And then they pour charcoal down to absorb all the alcohol that's still in your stomach. So you could still be drunk, just not as drunk as you were.
So if, let's say I was really buzzed, I could take charcoal pills and that'd help me out?
I think so. I'm not sure if you can take charcoal pills.
Right.
But the reason why a lot of people don't feel drunk is because when you're admitted to the ER, you usually will have an IV, and you get a bunch of fluids going in, so it takes away that dehydration.
Oh, I see. So they don't pump the stomach out. They don't pump the alcohol out. They just put some charcoal in there.
Well, they put charcoal in it, which absorbs everything, and then they kind of suction the charcoal back up and then
Jesus
rinse it all out
Christ.
With warm water. So, yeah, it's not a fun.
So you got to watch thing. You got to watch your liquor.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
They keep people overnight in the hospital for them?
Usually they observe them for about 5 hours or so. Once you're sobered up and you're fine, they'll usually let you go.
Oh, bubble. But, all right, Angela, congratulate. I hope you graduate and become a kick-ass nurse.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thanks, man.
All right,
there she goes. Let's talk to... How about Colin in Riverside? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Well, on my last trip to the emergency room, which was a few months ago, I found a bottle of old pills that I thought were downers, and
right.
I took somewhere between 15 and 20 of them.
Right.
And it turns out they were blood pressure medication. They weren't even the pills I thought they were.
Oh, boy.
And my heart started beating really, really fast, and I was hyperventilating horribly. My first course of action was to accept Jesus as my Savior on the off chance any of that stuff is true, and
that,
just wait for the...
send you right to Jesus.
Yeah, just wait for the end. But then I decided, okay, I better not do that, so I called my friend, and he took me to the fire department, and then I got taken to the emergency room after that, which it was okay, though.
Whose heart medication was it?
Yeah, it was no blood pressure.
Or whose blood pressure? Yours?
No, it was my mom's.
Oh, your mom's.
It was her medication. I thought it was some downers I had. I was just trying to get high.
Yeah. Are you getting high on 20 downers?
Oh, yeah, you can get real high on that. See, my tolerance is so high, if I take 20 downers, I won't even go to sleep. I'll just have a buzz. But
you're enjoying
yourself
out there.
Say what now?
You're enjoying yourself out there.
Yeah. Well, see, once I got to the hospital, they gave me Ativan, so I guess it all worked out.
Good for you. More pills. All right, Colin, thank you for calling. Dave in Paris, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, Jim.
All right, dude.
Yeah, hey, I used to go out with this nurse. It's been a while, back in the 80s, but, man, she told me some stories. There's two that stand out. One is sexual, and the other one's just sick. This one guy came in, of course, complaining of abdominal pain. They took an x-ray, and there was an 18-inch fluorescent light bulb in there, and they actually were able to get it out without breaking the thing. I imagine
they used it again?
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I didn't hear that part.
Right.
But another thing she told me, there was a patient that had had some abdominal surgery about a week prior and went into cardiac arrest. So they did their code blue or Dr. Stat thing. And they had everybody rush over there, and they started doing CPR on this patient. And it...
guess we can't use that term. Let's talk to Dave in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man. What's up with you?
Well, when I went to college, let me preface this by saying there's this guy in our fraternity house, and his last name was Botts, and we called him Butch. But that being said, we had a party. It was a pajama party with a sorority. And a lot of guys just wore, like, boxers and T-shirts, you know, or just boxers. And the girls were in their PJs, you know. And we're downstairs in the basement of the fraternity house. And everybody's drinking. And it's, a really slick brick floor.
Right.
And we had these banquet chairs in there. And it somehow, like a pushing and shoving match ensued. And this guy, Butch, got... pushed, and he slipped and landed on the upside down chair leg.
Jesus Christ.
And it went up his boxers, and you just saw him back. I just remember looking at his face. He backed down, like, almost slow in slow motion onto it. And this blank look came over his face, and he stood up, and blood just started rushing down his leg. And we loaded him into this guy's Jeep. They took him to the emergency room, and he has, I haven't seen him in probably 10 years, but
right.
to that point, he still had, he had to have, about one of those colostomy bags or whatever
Jesus
it is.
Christ.
You know?
Jesus Christ.
That was a rough party for that guy.
You know, I haven't been in a fraternity since I was in college, which is 1981.
Right.
But every fraternity I've ever been into, they all smell the same. They all smell like old stale beer.
Of course. that the whole, yeah. God knows what kind of germs are on that chair, too. He's lucky. I'd be more worried about the germs than I would be about the actual leg of the
All right, Bubba, thanks for calling. All right, the crazy crap you've gone to an emergency room for, maybe it's something you've seen, perhaps you work in an emergency room, 520-9710. It's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You off to Wang's tonight for their 25-cent wings?
Holy crap, I didn't even realize it was Tuesday, 25-cent wings.
Yeah, big Wang's, man.
I can get 30 wings for $7.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
She's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah, like lightning. Everybody was fighting. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah, yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want the money, and it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
97.1 FM.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. We live in Southern California. A lot of interesting people out here. Interesting emergency room stories. Maybe you're working one. Maybe you've been to one recently. Linda in West Covina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Tim. I'm calling in. My mother worked in the hospital, and one of the most memorable things that she came home and told us about was that there was a man that came in, and he had a doorknob in his bottom, but he was attached to the door. They actually brought him in with the door, and so she was telling us about that, and we all had to laugh about that. But she told us about so many different things, and another guy came in with a chair leg in his bottom.
Oh,
so,
boy.
I mean, it's just amazing.
I don't know how you hide the door. I mean, you throw a sweater over it?
He was on a gurney, and they had the door on him, and everybody just laughed as he came through the door. It was so sad.
But, oh, man. I mean, you know what? It's too bad that nobody takes pictures of all this.
I think there'd be losses.
All right, thank you, Linda.
Thank
you're the
you.
Best, baby. Thanks for phoning. Tina and Camarillo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
I work in an ER, and the story that I have is pretty funny. We had this guy the cops brought in. He was totally naked. He was all drugged up on every drug possible. So we put him in four-point restraint, so he's on the gurney totally naked in four-point restraint, cussing out all the nurses, the doctors, and all of a sudden he just stopped, sat up a little bit, and just said, got milk, and laid back down. It was hilarious.
All right, thank you, Tina.
All right,
there she goes, everybody. Tina, man. Rick and Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Oh, my God, you caught me off guard. I was eating a salad.
That's cool.
Hold on, sorry.
Yeah, no
anyway,
problem,
so I got shot in the stomach. I went in the emergency room.
Let's get back to you after the salad, because if it's annoying to me, I can't imagine people at home are thrilled. So, Rick, when you're monitor this guy with his salad. I need a guy eating a salad in my ear like that.
Hey, what kind of salad is it?
Hey, please, when's the last time you had one?
Salads are good if you get a lot of bacon and a lot of cheese and a lot of croutons and a lot of dressing.
Last time you had one was probably on a pizza.
Exactly.
At CPK.
Oh, God, that's so good.
Do you dream about food?
I do.
You do?
I have dream. Is CPK open after 11?
I don't think so. Have you ever had that pizza that you put a salad on top of?
It's so good.
Jesus Christ.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Close his eyes like that and think about food. Amazing man.
It's one of the best things on the menu there.
Mary in Orange, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Tim. How are you?
All right, baby.
A couple years ago, I had taken an anti-nausea medication.
Right.
And I didn't think anything of it, but I was driving my my ex at the time to visit a friend of his. And as I'm driving, my jaw just, like, kind of split in half. Like, the top part of my teeth were to the left and the bottom part were to the right.
Mm.
And I lost complete control over my muscles to the point where my head was, like, leaning on my shoulder and I couldn't move my head or my mouth.
Wow.
My tongue started hanging out. It was insane. And so,
what did you think? It was a stroke?
I had no idea what to think, but I had just dropped him off, so I was waiting for him. So I was by myself in my car, and all of a sudden my head's jerking itself around, my tongue's hanging out, I'm drooling
Jesus
on myself.
Christ.
And so I go and I start banging on the door to get him, so he drives me to the ER, and I walk in, and I completely look like I was mentally handicapped. Everybody's just staring, and I don't think anybody knew what to think. I didn't know what to think. I'm crying, I'm trying to drink water, and I'm drooling everywhere. So it ended up, he had to talk for me because I couldn't talk. I sounded mentally handicapped. Right. And as soon as I walked in, they knew exactly what it was. So they sat me down in the back room. And meanwhile, everybody in the waiting room is just thinking all kinds of things, talking
about
what I could have been. It was an allergic reaction to a Compazine, which was the anti-nausea med.
Oh, Jesus.
And, yeah, they gave me Benadryl, and within 20 seconds, I was totally fine. I walked out looking totally normal.
Is that right? So Benadryl took care of it that quickly, huh?
Yeah, literally, like 30 seconds, and I felt like I'd just taken heroin. It felt so good.
You know, Benadryl is amazing. I had a buddy in college who got really, I don't know what he did. He ate something he was allergic to or something. He turned bright, bright red. I thought he was going to die. And somebody whose mother, another kid whose mother was a nurse, grabbed some Benadryl, shoved it down his throat, and literally a minute later, he was, wanted to go out and drink with us again.
Yeah, it was amazing, but yeah. That's all.
That's pretty weird. Oh, well, thanks for calling. Wow, look at that. Came back from totally handicapped. A little Benadryl, man. Shannon in Wilmington, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm great. How are you
all
doing?
All right, baby.
Well, we had a lady come in three nights ago that had wings in her Pikachu. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Chicken wings?
Chicken wings.
Are you work at a hospital or you work at a fast food place?
No. I work at the hospital. I'm a doctor.
Okay.
Shannon, were they hot wings?
How many wings?
There was four.
Four wings.
Do you know where they were from?
Wow. Randy, please.
Well, if they're good enough to put there, they must be really good.
Please.
They're probably extra crispy.
Jesus Christ.
We have them in a jar at the hospital, Randy, if you want to swing by and get them.
You kept them?
We did, just for fun's sake.
Oh, God. What else have you seen? How long have you been in the emergency room?
6 months.
And where did you go to school?
University of Iowa.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And are you born and raised out here and then moved back?
No, I was born in Iowa and I moved out here.
Oh, so this is a real shock to see a lot of this crap out here.
No, we're stranger, I guess, in Iowa. So.
Is that right?
I think so.
Chicken.
I mean, out here, I guess we expect it.
But how do you beat chicken wings in your poonanny? Where's the drop there? I can't say it. In your chicken wings
and
her what?
In her poonanny.
You must be a young doctor. How old are you?
I'm going to be 36 at the end of the month.
Okay, you're a fairly young doctor.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, babe, we'll keep saving lives.
Thanks. Have a great
night,
guys.
Take care of yourself. And by the way, if I ever show up in your emergency room, don't go on the air and tell them what you found in me.
No, you'd be surprised how many celebs have come in. So.
Oh, let's talk about them.
Well, let's not talk about them.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
All right,
bye.
There she goes. Shannon in Wilmington. Look at that. Emergency room doctor, 36. That's a catch for you, Randy. Don't you go date her. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Joining us from the Late Show, the two studs who host that show all the way till 3 a.m. from the John and Jeff Show. John and Jeff, nice to see you, fellas.
Timmy, how you doing, man?
Excellent. Doing well.
What's going on, Tim?
What's going on with that big show tonight, man?
It's interesting. 47% of adults say they don't want to bail out these automobile companies.
Ooh, I'm with them.
47%. So we've been talking about it a lot on the show, so we'll talk about that a little bit more. And We're going to talk about interracial marriages in 1967.
That's
Jeff.
Still going on?
Well, yeah, it started. So Jeff and I have been talking about interracial marriages. So the Supreme Court said you can't ban interracial marriages in 1967. That was about 40 years ago. Think about
that.
Wow,
is that unbelievable? 40 years ago. Jesus Christ. And now you marry who you want, except fellas can't marry fellas.
I say ban all marriage. I don't know what these people are thinking.
But you'll be surprised how many states banned interracial marriages before that Supreme Court decision.
I would be surprised.
Make all marriage illegal. Wow. Just jack up.
So we'll talk about it tonight.
All right, John and Jeff coming up immediately here. I'll be on tomorrow right after Lycus. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
McDonald's has that competing gourmet coffee line with the Arabica beans and the, you know, shot of vanilla, and it's much cheaper than a Starbucks.
Wait, what's cheaper than Starbucks?
The McDonald's gourmet coffee.
Oh, I see. Right.
You know, those iced coffees, man.
Have you had it?
I have.
Is it any good?
You know, it's pretty good.
Is it as good as Starbucks?
I'm not a fan of Starbucks, personally. I think that the big chain coffee places, they burn their beans to, you know, make the flavor last a little longer, and I'm not a fan. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Gina Kasem.
Jesus Christ.
But I don't mind the McDonald's ones. Randy liked that.